Time for another update from Encourage. Heather McKellips from Encourage is here, and also the Encourage board chair, Christopher Gash, is here, and we're going to talk about the Tribune building project in part. Of course, earlier last week or week before, the Department of Administration announced an investment in the Tribune building project in the governor's budget, the $3 million, which was good news, and we're going to talk about that. But with that, we welcome Heather McKellips and Christopher Gash. Good morning, gang.
Good morning, Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Okay, so that had to be really exciting, since you're the board chair, Christopher, to get that news that the new administration in Madison was endorsing, basically, the Tribune building project.
It's very reassuring when others start to see, when others see the value in this project that we've seen all along. And it's a long haul. It's a big project. It's not a traditional development, so we know that these things take time. But yes, very, very exciting news, and it feels good to have even more wind in the sails.
Okay. And now that will be going joint finance, I believe, or wait, what, the building commission.
Yes.
The building commission.
Well done, Carl. It's very complicated, you know, this process. Yeah. And just because it's in the budget now doesn't mean it stays in. Of course, we want it to. But there are several steps that it needs to go through. And the first one is the state building commission.
Yeah. And we have a representative from our area on that commission, State Senator Patrick Teston.
Yes,
we
do.
And so I would imagine that's where you have to work with your local representative to make sure that he can educate the commission about the importance of this. And the commission, we should also mention, is chaired by the governor. So Governor Evers chairs the building commission. So I did my homework.
I was like, he does? Okay.
Yes. So, yes, Governor Evers is the chair of the building commission.
Yes.
So now it's basically getting others on board.
Yes.
Educating.
And I think education is a great word, because it isn't just about your local representatives. It's about, really making it a bipartisan, issue. And that is, we'll talk about CW days later, but it really about anything that goes through, the legislature. It's 90, I think the quote they gave us was 94-96% is bipartisan legislation. So, you have to make sure that everyone understands. You have to educate everyone, in Madison and in all the counties that they represent. So it's something that everyone understands and can support.
Well, and also to lift it out of, maybe a misconception that this is just a Wisconsin Rapids project, right? And really sort of open that aperture up a little bit further, so that people understand the real regional approach and the regional impact that is inherent in the Tribune.
I'm glad you brought that up, because among the endorsements for this has been the various regional economic groups that, for instance, are taking part in Central Wisconsin Days.
Exactly.
Yeah, they have all endorsed this project, and we're celebrating the news about it. Its inclusion in the budget. So they understand it in terms of its regionality, that this is more than just Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, it is. And you mentioned they. I mean, it's Gordon Crow at Synergy, which is a regional economic development agency. And he has been very supportive because of the fact that it is a regional investment, will have regional impact.
Now, you have for folks that want to get brought up to speed on the whole process, you have a meeting coming up.
We do. We have a public meeting, which has been consistent with our practice, on Monday, this coming Monday, the 18th, from 6 to 8 p.m. And we have a couple of pieces that we'll be sharing at that public meeting. First of all, it'd be just great to bring our residents back together and inform them on all the work that we've been doing behind the scenes. Sometimes I think people look at the building and go, oh, well, nothing's going on. Well, there's a lot going on behind the scenes to make this get us to where we are today. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to be sharing an exciting partnership that will be actually announced on Friday, but then we'll share it again on Monday. Celebrate the budget announcement, the first step in the budget process. And then we have been working with an economic development firm called Lupke and Associates. They've done work in our region back in 2015. They did some analysis for REGI, the Regional Economic Growth Initiative. And we worked with them to look at where we are now. You know, this has been in process, and we know things have changed not only in our downtown, but other things have popped up. And so we wanted to work with them to find out what is, where are we today with the operating model and what could be updated. And so we will talk about their findings on Monday.
Okay. The meeting is from 6 until 8 at the Centralia Center here in Wisconsin Rapids. It's free. Everyone is welcome. Food and beverages are being provided. And if you need assistance with childcare or transportation to attend, you can RSVP or to RSVP, call Encourage at 715-423-3863, 715-423-3863, or visit tribunebuilding.org. You'll be hearing my voice on a PSA about that after I record it later today. I got the script yesterday, so we'll be recording it. But again, it's mark it down 6 to 8 at the Centralia Center on Monday, March 18th.
I would just add to that, Carl, and just to underscore that if you're listening to this or if you hear about this meeting coming up, even if you've not been a part of this process up until now, that doesn't mean the door is closed. You know, this we're just getting started, right? And truly, we want to make sure that everyone is able to attend, that there aren't any barriers there, and that everyone feels welcome. So if you've been to every one of the meetings, we hope to see you again. If you've not been to one before, we would love to meet new faces, come in, learn about where we're at right now, and learn about how you can take part in all the exciting progress that's still yet to come.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Christopher, because this is an ongoing process, and we need new voices and new ideas throughout the process. Maybe you've heard, okay, they are serious. I was talking with folks about the Boys and Girls Club YMCA project. And there was a lot of, well, that ain't going to happen. And once the construction started, everyone goes, hold it, it's actually happening.
Right.
And that changes perceptions real quick.
Sure
this news and might be changing people's perceptions. There might be people, oh, this is happening.
Well, like Heather said, too, it's easy to look at a building that doesn't, maybe you don't see a lot of physical activity around it right now and think that it's just not going forward, that nothing's happening there. But there's almost been more happening behind the scenes in recent months than almost at any other time. It's just not, they're not visible things that you can see because there's not cranes on site.
Yeah. But the other stuff, and I'm going to imagine this is something that will come up at the Monday meeting because of things like the Boys and Girls Club and and the YMCA project and some of the other things, there might be some, in this process, there might be tweakings.
Exactly.
Of the mission of the Tribune Building.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems it's taken on a really big role in terms of entrepreneurial development.
Yes, which has been there from the start, really focused on innovation and entrepreneurship. But at one of our last public meetings, that is when the announcement of the Boys and Girls Club and the YMCA co-locating downtown happened. And you know, as our process, we're very transparent with the residents. And we said at that meeting, you know, that really we have to look at all the children's spaces that we had that the residents wanted in the building and say, do we need that amount still? Knowing that we have two great partners downtown with the Y and Boys and Girls Club, might we think differently about that? And so when you come on Monday, you'll hear what we're looking at.
And it was encouraging to see as well when that news first came out and we spoke of that at that last meeting. It was not met with sadness or anger that we were having to give something up out of the Tribune or that we didn't want to let go of it. It was actually met with excitement of, great, you know, there's another source right across the street that can serve these needs really well. What else might we be able to do inside the Tribune, and how might we be able to use that space to maybe address some of those needs for entrepreneurs and startups?
How can you complement one another?
Exactly.
Okay, how can you? So if you can, and then you end up with a whole area that complements and builds on each other.
Yes, because that was in the vision from the very beginning is the very first meeting, public meeting we had was outlining what are the assets we already have.
Right.
So we don't duplicate in any way, shape, or form and really do look, and then complement is a perfect word.
Okay. We got to take a quick break, but again, mark it down on your calendar. The next public meeting on the Tribune Building Project, and everyone's invited, is Monday, March 18th. 6 to 8 p.m. at the Centralia Center here in Wisconsin Rapids. Call if you need assistance with child care or transportation. There'll be food and beverages provided. For information or RSVP, call Encourage 715-423-3863, 423-3863, or visit tribunebuilding.org. And we're going to recap Central Wisconsin Days in Madison and then talk again an update on the Alex C. Dove Foundation. When our Encourage update continues, we're visiting with Heather McKellips from Encourage and Christopher Gash, the Encourage board chair, here on The Morning Magazine. In the studio with us this morning is Heather McKellips from Encourage and Christopher Gash, who is the board chair of Encourage. And since you're here, Mr. Chairman, why don't we talk about a little bit about the makeup of the board? I don't think we've ever had a really good chance to talk about the board of our foundation. Let's talk about that a little bit.
I have had the opportunity to serve on a few different boards over the years here and in various organizations, and I've always had a great experience with that. This one in particular, I feel really connected to the work that Encourage does and to the board itself, and have the privilege of serving alongside Dale Bukowski, Donna Anderson, and Christy Egge.
Okay.
And we, like I said, just believe very, very strongly in the work of Encourage and in finding a way to meet our original mandate when Encourage was founded, of meeting the changing needs of the community. So we cannot sit still. We cannot be what we once were. The time has always been to be of now.
Right. And how often does the board meet?
These days we meet quite often.
Okay. You're busy, in other words.
Very much so, yes. Okay. There's a lot on the plate, but that's a good thing because that
means you're doing good work.
It means things are happening, yes.
Let's talk about recap of Central Wisconsin Days in Madison. I remember when Northern Wisconsin Days was a big thing, and we always heard about Northern Wisconsin Days in the media. And then also someone said, hold it a minute, we got a region here in central Wisconsin that people need to learn about. And they have been hearing about us as well as the Fox Valley and the other areas that were already there. So how successful was the recent Central Wisconsin Days in Madison?
Well, I can say from my lens, I thought it was very successful. You know, I can't speak for the legislators. But I think it is a really, neat opportunity for regions, and I'm glad you referenced other regions that are doing this, to take a whole group of people. I think we had about, 40 to 60 people representing different organizations. We had, there was Mid-State Technical College, UW-Stevens Point. There are businesses like Skyward, Marshfield Clinic, Encourage, just a great mix.
The airport.
Mm-hmm. Reggie, I could go on, but to go down there and have this opportunity carved out with the legislators, and we were broken up into several different groups with a common kind of like, these are the three things we want our legislators to know. And they kind of rotated in, or if they couldn't show up, their staffers did. And I think that really speaks to what we said earlier, is it's not just your local representatives that need to be aware of something like the Tribune or mm-hmm. initiatives in central Wisconsin. It's all the other legislators. So when these come through, whether it's the State Building Commission or Joint Finance, it's not the first time they're hearing about something. So they can, it's an opportunity for them to ask questions and you to give kind of just a little snippet about central Wisconsin, and so it becomes identifiable, and rural really gets lifted up to Madison legislators.
And that's one thing. I've had this discussion with Representative Krug in the past, that much of the debate in Madison nowadays does not fall on Democrat Republican. It's more rural versus urban, and this part of the state. We all know about the needs of Milwaukee and Madison. But it's the different coalitions that are being formed across party lines to say, hold it a minute. There's stuff going on here in central Wisconsin, and we'd like to help you learn about it.
Yeah, and you know, it's so, I find it fascinating, this whole urban-rural divide, because really, we're all connected in one state.
I know.
And we have very similar issues, right? I mean, everyone's struggling with finding, you know, workers in some respect or cracking the economic development nut. And it may look differently in Madison, Milwaukee and here, but we're all part of the solution, mm-hmm. and we can't think about it as if they get something we don't. It's like, how do we all benefit? And so I heard a lot of that at CW Days, and that gave me great hope.
Okay. What were some of the questions? And when you talked to them, did they admit that I didn't realize there was so much going on in your part of the state?
Actually, you know, what was interesting is that there were similar themes that they were hearing from other regions as well. So we talked about the need for strong broadband, which in Wisconsin Rapids, we are very fortunate. We have great great broadband and a great investor with Solaris, you know, in that technology. We talked about rural development in general, but more specifically the Tribune. And then we talked about investment in our education system, both technical and the UW. And that really, all of those points, they had not heard, you know, this wasn't the first time they were hearing about it. This is a common theme. And they all, you know, it's not, those issues aren't partisan, right? So they were all very open and committed to doing something about all of them.
And it underscores the fact that, you know, what's perceived as a divide maybe between urban and rural areas really just underscores the fact that the two are interdependent on each other.
Mm-hmm. When the governor was here last week and visited Mid-State Technical College, I had a chance to do a brief interview with him and also heard his discussion with the Mid-State. Back, I mean, he was basically looking at their apprenticeship programs, and mm-hmm. he visited with faculty at a meeting. He was talking with faculty, students, and also business partners in those programs. But he came away very impressed, and he admitted it had been a long time since he'd been at Mid-State, and I asked him about his thoughts about that, and he basically said, this is what we need to invest money in. He goes, that's what economic development is all about.
Right, basically. That connection between education, training,
right,
and business.
Because the reason why they don't have workers is they don't have people trained for the particular skill set.
Right.
So Mid-State is placing a lot of students, right? I mean, they're graduating with low debt, and they're having multiple job offers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
what a nice dilemma to be
exactly.
a young person.
Yeah, there's need for skilled trades. Absolutely. There's need for four-year degrees. There's, you know, it just kind of depends on what that student is looking for, what career path. You know, there's lots of options in our region for whatever they're looking for.
Okay. So, Christopher, your take on the day.
I just always find this is the second year that that I have been down there, and that Tribune had been part of the Central Wisconsin Days sort of agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, there's something empowering about it, being able to go down there to meet with legislators face to face. I mean, for one, you just get to walk into the Capitol and spend time in that space, which is obviously pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoy it, and I was really really reassured to hear legislators understand not only the value of what the Tribune means, and that it is more than just a building or a brewery or some of the things that they might have heard about it, but to say things like, boy, I can see where every community in the state could benefit from something along these lines. And I would be remiss if I didn't add that we have had two exceptional partners with Representative Krug and Senator Teston and their support for this project, because they really have taken this up and are really leading that charge in Madison to make sure that this area is not forgotten, and that a project like this can be a demonstration and could theoretically be replicated elsewhere to achieve similar results.
And I think, to your point, is the headline from the Department of Administration when they call, I'll show it to you, the Tribune community-led effort.
Yep. Yes, exactly.
That is the thing that has impressed a lot of folks, is how this isn't just a bunch of business folks or bureaucrats. This is the community. This is the people, your average citizens who got together, sat down over a long series of meetings, and worked through this.
Yep. Right. And it's a beautiful match of community-led and community, what the community wants, partnered with market demand, mm-hmm. and, you know, making sure that those things come together, which it's not mutually exclusive. They work together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But as this goes forward, this is something not to be lost, that this is the people's building, the people's project. You know, the governor has talked about his budget proposal as the people's budget because he went around the state after his election to talk to various groups of people to say, what do you want in your state budget? And he met with business people and everybody else. So that's been the theme of his administration with the budget. Okay, this is the people's budget. Well, this is a people's project, if ever there was one, when you look at all the different groups and individuals in this area who have been a part of it.
Yes, the people, and I would say the people came up with a vision. Our local organizations, economic development organizations, and businesses see this as a way to, you know, help revitalize the downtown, bring other business. We were talking about Metallco. It's businesses coming to town that want to see other things thriving and feeding the economy.
Yeah. So it's.
And one other thing that I would just add to that as
sure.
well. You know, we've said it before, you know, on this program that Encourage always has and always will be a nonpartisan organization, right?
Right.
But it is an important thing to note that we were invited to apply for this grant, actually under the previous governor's administration.
Okay.
So that this isn't a red thing or a blue thing.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's a very good point, Christopher, because, yes, this has been something that the state, two administrations now,
exactly.
has seen the value. And also, probably because, like you say, they're thinking this could be duplicated in other parts of the state.
Yes.
This is of the people.
Yeah. So
that's the goal.
That's the goal. I want to talk. I was kind of saddened when I got the obituary. Last week, but the Alex C. Dove Foundation and Dove's Nest, that work continues.
It does. Yeah, his family is committed to bringing his vision to life.
Okay, so what's going to be happening, and how can people help? I know since the word of his passing, there's been folks even contacting the radio station, how can we help, and et cetera, et cetera, and I've referred them over to you folks, so...
Yes.
Where do we go from here?
Yes. So they are still actively fundraising. Their goal is $750,000 to, you know, purchase or renovate or build whatever they end up finding that lakeside vacation home for families with life-threatening illnesses like Alex's. They're currently at $70,000, so they do need more money. And we are helping them until their foundation, the Alex C. Dove Foundation, gets its 501c3 status. We're receiving those contributions so that those that are making that contribution can get a tax deductible donation. And so we can receive those funds either online at encouragecf.org, or you can just mail your contribution to Encourage or drop them off, because we'd love to see people come in the doors and talk with them as well.
If you want to honor his memory, this would be a nice way to honor the memory.
Yes,
to make
it really would.
To make a donation and help make Alex's dream a reality, to help
yes.
families who are facing these type of issues. Again, if you missed it, there's going to be a very special meeting coming up this Monday on the Tribune Building Project, and it's from 6 until 8 p.m. over at the Centralia Center. It's free. Everyone's welcome, as Christopher mentioned. We don't care if you've been involved in the past meetings. If this is your first meeting, welcome.
We'd love to have you there.
We want you there. Food and beverages will be provided. If you need some assistance with childcare or transportation, they can provide that. In fact, for information or to RSVP, call Encourage at 715-423-3863, 715-423-3863, or you can visit tribunebuilding.org, tribunebuilding.org. There we go.
Thank you, Carl.
And you're welcome. And I'll be recording that later today for you.
Perfect.
So we'll have this running
Thank
on our
you.
Stations. Have that running on our stations. But again, appreciate the update. And I guess what we all have to do is just keep focused. Keep the eye on the prize.
There's a lot of great forward. Stuff happening in our community
Good
in this region.
And we have a lot to be proud of. So.
That's it. That, well said. Well, you both stay dry. And we'll visit again. Take care.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.